Well, we're fresh off the weekend and we're headed to the final full week of the month of April. But that's okay. That just means summer's getting a little bit closer. Monday mornings, every other Monday morning, we chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. Checking in with us remotely this morning, we have Jillian Knight. And first off, Jillian, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Jeff. Same to you.
Is that an oxymoron? Happy Monday? I just had to ask. Folks, if you don't know who Jillian is, she is Nursing Project Coordinator at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. I think I got that out right, Jillian.
You did great. Great
okay.
job.
So we're here to talk about, we'll call it a celebration of folks at NVRH. Nobody likes to go to the hospital, Jillian. That's kind of a no-brainer, right?
True.
I mean, you can go for a checkup or for blood work or things like that, but usually if you're in the hospital, it's kind of serious stuff. And to get through that, everybody that gets out on the other side, thanks to folks at the hospital, you guys do amazing work. So you're doing, we all celebrate you, but you're celebrating Patients Week, right?
Yeah, we're actually celebrating Patient Experience Week, which runs this week. It started yesterday, the 23rd, and it runs through the 29th.
How do you guys do this? What is it that you would like our listeners to know is probably the most key thing to the patient experience?
So Patient Experience Week in particular recognizes everyone at NVRH that contributes to the patient experience. And so I wanted to take this opportunity to give a shout out to everyone at NVRH that impacts the patient experience with the work that they do every day.
Well, in my experience at the hospital, which, of course, just like everybody else out there, isn't always the most positive experience, those people that play an important and very integral part in it start from the very moment you walk in the doorway, and it continues after you leave the hospital too, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, mention some of the folks that are you know, some of the key players in the entire patient experience.
So really anybody that our patients and family members interact with when they come to our facilities or our medical practices are contributing to the patient experience. So, I mean, you can go to the cafeteria and get a cup of coffee, and any employee that you are in contact with there, you know, just a friendly face or a hello, that adds to the patient experience. The doctors, the nurses, environmental services, the laundry staff, everybody that keeps this place running.
So I've been to the hospital on non-medical business before. Obviously, we've partnered with you guys during the annual radiothons and all kinds of things. And you know, the fact that you mentioned the cafeteria, okay? You know, when you're there visiting somebody or you're there yourself, that experience can change everything. I can tell you that every time I've been through the food line in that cafeteria, it's been smooth. Everybody's been pleasant. Obviously, the food is good.
Yes, it is.
And that's the important stuff. And there's tons of folks that volunteer at the hospital as well.
Yes, we have a lot of volunteers, and they help us run the day-to-day operations just as our staff do.
And a couple of weeks ago, one of our last chats, last couple of chats, I think we had Ann Darby. We were talking with her. Ann's been there.
Kim Darby.
Kim Darby.
Yes.
She's been there over 40-some-odd years.
Yes. Yes, she has been here that long.
We joked when we talked to her that she was the new kid on the block. Well, now that we understand, you know, how important everybody's role is in it, we understand that staffing issues are present pretty much everywhere in every industry in every service out there. How is NVRH doing? Are you folks in need of help?
We are always looking for candidates to join our team, definitely. We have staffing challenges just like any other industry.
Yeah, well, that's what we figured. So here's a shout out to our listeners out there. Jillian, I'd like to ask you, what else would you like to point out to our listeners here in the amount of time that we have left about this experience and going beyond that?
Yeah, I also wanted to take this opportunity while I was chatting with you to let everybody know that NVRH is actually in the very beginning stages of implementing a patient family advisory council. And this council will consist of patients, family members, and also healthcare professionals. And the goal of this council is to bring the patient and family member voice in to help us make sure that the experience that we're offering is a patient and family-centered care experience. So if folks out there that are listening are interested, if you've been a patient or a family member of a patient at MVRH, we'd love to have you join us in this effort.
So are we to assume that this is kind of like a brainstorming to make any shortcomings or things that aren't going so smooth, make them better?
Yeah, so it's to help us get another avenue for receiving patient feedback and family member feedback and identify things that are definitely opportunities for improvement. Exactly.
Folks, with us, Jillian Knight from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. She is a project coordinator in the nursing department. Jillian, final thoughts as we get ready to wrap things up?
I think that we covered it. Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
Well, it's always great to chat with you folks, and I hope we get to do this again because it's the first time you and I have had a chance to have a chat on a Monday morning.
Yes, it is. So we'll probably talk to you next year.
Well, I hope it's sooner than that, okay, Jillian?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for sipping your water with us this morning. We've enjoyed our coffee and our time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Well, there's our chat with NVRH. Get more info online at nvrh.org. We're headed up to 7 o'clock news and sports. Your morning cash call, a quarter after, weather at 20 past, and birthdays at half past right here, Magic in the Morning.